Podcast Network Asia.
Hello listeners, welcome to another episode of Tawalets with me, Aaron. And before anything starts, I'd like to thank everyone for being so patient with me. It's been a while since I've done my last episode and it's because I've been so busy. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit. So I'm actually going to be in a play in June for Virgin Lab Fest. So I'm really excited about that. It's my first straight play. It's my first time to memorize a script. It's my first time to act on stage with blocking and memorization. And I'm so excited and I'm so nervous. So many feelings, but that's what's been keeping me busy. So yes, I haven't been making any episodes for this. So I decided today to do that. So before I start, again, I'd like everyone to check the description of this episode on wherever you're listening to me from Deezer, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Yeah, so please check out the description and check out my website. So actually, today's topic is going to be a little bit connected to my website because I'm having a tab revamped, but you'll see that after I talk about this episode. So today's episode is about findom. What is findom? Findom is something that I personally only learned about this year, early this year. It's very strange to me, but so far I've been participating in it and it's interesting, it's weird, it's hilarious. I don't get it, but you know what? Let's do it. So what is findom? Findom stands for financial domination. And apparently, there is a group, a subgroup of people. I haven't heard of any women being on the other side of this. But so men, from what I know and experience, there's a subgroup of men that just enjoy giving girls money. If they like how you look, or if they like your personality and they see it on social media, they want to give you money, okay? It's their thing. It's their kink. They like it. And the thing is, some people think that it's all about bullying because it's domination, right? So a lot of men do like being dominated and humiliated. So in this case, they like being called losers. They like being called pigs. They like being called pathetic. And they'll thank you for it and then they'll give you money. And it's such a strange phenomenon to me because, I mean, wow, what a way to spend your money. You just want girls to tell you that you're small, that you're worthless. And you're like, here, take my money. It's odd, but I have been doing it for maybe the past couple of weeks. How did I do it? First, I watched. The reason I knew about this was because I saw a TikTok of a girl named Bella Talks A Lot, 3 T's. And she's American, I assume. And I think she's American. And she's 19. And she talks about how you can just bully guys into giving you their money. And when that came up on my FYP on TikTok, I was like, are you serious? Is this real? And it was real. It was real. So she gives instructions. You start on Twitter. You have a handle that says goddess or queen or lady. And then your name or a fake name. You put a video of yourself. And then you put the hashtags findom, femdom, paypig, and cash cow. And then they'll find you. And sure enough, I want to talk about my experience. Sure enough, somebody messaged me. Now, the thing is, I posted about it in February on my TikTok. Genuinely curious, didn't really know what it was, but they said put the hashtags, right? So I did open a Twitter under a different name. I tried that, but nothing happened. And that's okay, because Twitter is not my choice of social media. It's not my thing. When I posted about it on TikTok, that was in February, I got a few DMs, but nobody really sent money. Now, keep in mind, when I watched that video of Bella, she made it very clear that before anything, before really chatting, before whatever, they have to pay you first, $30. So when people would DM me, I would say $30, blah, blah, blah. And a lot wouldn't pay. So I was kind of thinking, all right, maybe this isn't for me. So I let it go. I posted a little more about it, just kind of asking questions. And then one day, around 3 weeks ago, the first PayPig sent money. And I was in shock. And I couldn't believe it. I was with Zaris and I showed her. I was like, look, look, somebody actually sent money. And I bought her breakfast because it was so shocking to me that actually somebody sent money. And then after that, it started snowballing. And then my video on TikTok talking about Findom started gaining more traction and more people started messaging me that I realized the phenomenon is real. So I actually wanted to share it with everyone who's willing to do it. Because for me, for example, I have built a following and I think that's how they found me. But according to the TikTok that I watched, you don't even need a big following to be able to get it. They'll find you. And some like the new girls. I don't know why, but there. So I have a following and they found me. And I was not sure if it was actually going to happen. Because I knew people here probably wouldn't. I don't know. I just assumed because no Filipinos messaged me or no Filipinos actually sent money. Two Filipinos messaged me, but parang nothing happened. So I thought it wasn't real. But now I'm realizing it's real. And the market is huge. And there was this one guy. So I have to talk about this one guy. So this one guy who sent money, right? He goes, will you talk about me on your TikTok? And I said, why? Why would I do that? Well, you know, I really like being drained. Being drained is when women take his money. I really like it. So I was like, well, first of all, that's like an ad. So pay me to be able to do a video about you. He did. And then he said, anyone who DMs you, send them to me. Anyone who DMs you. Now, this was a tall order, I feel, because he saw how many people follow me. He saw my Instagram following. He saw my TikTok following. And he told me, send all of them to me. When I made that video and I said, okay, girls, message me if you're interested. So many girls messaged me. Like, it took me maybe half a day. And then it would increasingly get larger in the next couple of days. So I made a template message. And I said, okay, ladies, this guy said, he said, send them all to him. So here you go. And so many girls were able to message him. And then one day he just disappeared because I think I sent too many girls. But my point is, this isn't something that I feel needs to be gatekept. You know what I mean? There's a market. There's a huge market of these guys that want to give their money to girls who will either bully them or just dominate them financially. Okay, so I need to make that clear. Some guys like to be talked down on, but some actually just want to give you money. So there's this guy, there's this PayPig that came in and I asked him, because now I learned through Reddit threads. I really read through it, right? I read through Reddit threads that a lot of Findom ladies are being ethical about it. And that's the smart way to go about this. Very, you know, this is what it is. It is a transaction. You want to give me money for me to talk down on you or for me to whatever. But this guy said, no, I just think you're pretty. I want to give you money. I didn't even have to be mean. Now, for me, that is easier. Yes, being mean is fun, but the low maintenance, oh, you just want to give me money? I just have to message you? Okay, no problem. So there are some guys that don't necessarily even want that. They just want their finances to be dominated by someone else. They don't really need you to be mean to them. They just want you to take the money that they make. And again, isn't that so ridiculous and funny at the same time, right? It's just so weird to me that I mean, they also like the fact that I talk about them like this. So there's that. So I've gotten a very wide variety of white men, though. All white men. So at this point, there are two of them from the UK. One of them is from Australia. And the one from Australia, okay, the one from Australia likes sending me photos. Like, he'll pay me and then send me photos. And he was in a costume, too. So it's, I guess, shocking. I think he likes the shock, maybe. Except that, I mean, I've seen these in movies, so it doesn't really shock me. But it's interesting to me that it actually exists. So there's one like that. There's one from Poland, which I found interesting. I was like, oh, there's a Polish guy out there that's sending me money. So yeah, if ladies have been asking me if I've made a good amount of money. Yes. I'm not going to disclose. It's not like an exorbitant amount of money. You know, patingi-tingi kasi sila. Like, it's never a large lump sum. It's little bits, you know. But like my friend said, any help is good. So if they want to pay for my nails, they can. If they want to pay for my hair, they can. Absolutely, right? If I want to treat my friends, technically, they can pay for that. So it's just such a strange industry to suddenly be a part of. And I know that there are some girls that don't want this to get out because they think they're going to run out of a market, but that is impossible. The world has so many people. So many people want to do this. And I'm happy and proud to say that most of the girls that messaged me have found their own babies, and they're messaging me and they're commenting on my TikToks and they're like, because of your videos, I was able to find my own babies. Congratulations, ladies. You know what? The market can only grow. And I would love for you to share your stories with me. So if you want to share your stories, you can DM me on Instagram or DM this podcast, Tawalets. So I know that, you know, you've actually found it. Of course, be careful. Be careful, be ethical. That's always what I say. Be careful, be ethical. So one girl actually messaged me and told me that her paypig was asking her to tell him to do tasks to humiliate himself. In which case I said, okay, girl, the morality comes in here now, right? So if it's something that he wants, like he wants to be humiliated, think of something that he can do that would not potentially harm him. Like, for example, buy a bra, wear it, and take a picture. Like, no one's going to get harmed by that. The picture is with him, you know. If he wants to be humiliated, then he can do whatever he wants with that picture. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do, right? But that's where morality comes in. Because one guy told me that one of his doms made him lick a toilet bowl and send a video of it. I would never do that. That's just no thank you. And I don't want to see it either. I don't want to see it. So that's a no for me. I am not going to claim to be an expert on this as well. I've been doing it for what? Less than a month, right? It's just that I'm so overwhelmed by the reality of it, that it actually exists, that men are happy to give their money to women they don't know. It's amazing. It's amazing for me. It's amazing for everyone that wants to get in on it. So yeah, that is the topic I chose to talk about today. Findom, femdom. I'm still learning. But guys, if you want to learn a little bit more about it, there are Reddit threads where you can basically, there are tutorials, and there are tutorials from actual pigs, actual pay pigs, saying this is what we like. This is what we do. So this is how we find the girls that we want to send our money to. People have been asking me, is it safe? I mean, yeah, it's safe. It's like the way I do it is I have my website. Oh, yeah, I mentioned my website earlier. My website will be having a tab dedicated to that so that if that's what they want, they'll send through a little tab on my website. But for those that, of course, don't have a website, you can open a ko.fi account, .-ko-fi account. That can be one. Wishtender is another one. And again, I learned that just from the comments on my TikToks. So there's so much information about it online if you guys want to get in on it. But of course, be vigilant, be safe, and don't do anything that you don't want to do. Don't do anything you don't want to do. You're the one supposed to be calling the shots here, right? You're the dom. I saw some posts where some girls are like, it's so hard because have you ever done this? Have you ever done this? And I'm like, why are you doing it? Don't do it. Make the guy not find someone else. If you don't want to do anything, if you're not comfortable with it, don't do it. So there, that's it. That's what I wanted to talk about today. So interesting, isn't it? If you have any feedback on this, please let me know. Just message me on the Tawalets Instagram page. Tawalets, that's all it is. And if you have any suggestions, please let me know as well on the Instagram. Follow me there. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Once again, it's Aaron, and please check the description of this episode to check out some links to keep this podcast alive. And of course, my website, aarinkingking.com. It's subscription-based. There are other things that I put there that I don't really put online. So you might chismis and stuff like that. So I hope everyone's having a great day and enjoy, or evening. I don't know. Okay, bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit Podcast Network Asia's social media or visit www.podcastnetwork.asia. Also by Podmetrics. Track your podcast stats across multiple platforms to have a full view of your audience and clout. Sign up and create your account for free at podmetrics.co using our code TAWALETS. Thank you so, so much for joining me on another episode of Tawalets. Really, guys, I appreciate that you are listening to this. It's insane. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.